So just want to go through what's the halacha of the case that the Baal Tekiya is blowing, attending to blow blow a sound, whatever, and he comes out with the wrong sound, either intentionally or unintentionally, or the sound that he attempts to make is not long enough, let's say, or it doesn't come out proper, it doesn't come out, etc. So what is halacha? What's the halacha? So normally we look at each sound independently. We say, well, the tekiya was he tries to blow a tekiya, the tekiya doesn't come out, so to blow a tekiya again. Right? What's the problem? The issue it comes up in when it gets to the middle sound, the trua sound, the shvarim, the shvarim, trua together, and it's not done properly. There's a lacha that you have to have the tekiya, then the trua, then a tekiya. Well, really what you have right now is the tekiya, which is proper, this other sound, and then you have your valid trua in the middle. So is that considered a problem or not? Is that considered a hefsik between your original tekiya and the middle sound that which would require you to go back to the beginning of the line and blow the tekiya again, and then blow the trua again, and then blow the tekiya at the end? The same thing would happen. You would have a tekiya, a valid tekiya, a valid trua or shvarim trua, whatever it is, and then an invalid tekiya at the end. So you have a hefsik over there, so you don't have a line which is proper. So you would have to theoretically go back to the middle sound, means you would have to go back to the beginning sound. So when do you have to go back and when don't you have to go back? So the Ikur Pesachi is any time that the Baal Tekiya is attempting to blow a sound, even if it comes out improper, that he's trying to blow a tekiya and it comes out a tekiya, or it comes out too short of a tekiya, or it comes out air, or it comes out not a good tekiya, it's not a hefsik. So a person tries to blow it, he blew a tekiya properly, and then he tries to blow a true one, and it doesn't come out good. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning. That's not a hefsik. If he blows a sound which does not belong there, let's say he forget that he lost his place, and he's supposed to blow a trua now, and he thought he's supposed to blow a shvarim trua right now. So he starts blowing a shvarim. So that sound which he blew, that shvarim over there, doesn't belong there. That's a hefsik. So you would have to go back to the beginning of the line, blow the tekiya again, and then blow the trua that he's supposed to blow. Same thing, we blow a true in the place instead of a shorim, etc., something of that sort. So the Ikra, the only time he has to go back is when he blew the sound which does not belong there. Let's say he blew a sound, the Mechaber Shita, let's say he blew a sound, Kimisasik Baum, he wasn't trying to blow, he just came out, he wasn't intending to blow it, it's not a hafsik. According to Mechaber, it is a hafsik, according to Mechaber, it's not a hafsik. Second day might be different. Rabbi Lyman will tell you. Okay, but the Mishavur Paskins, you should be chashish for the sheet of the Mechaber. Even the Ikur Pesach is not a hefsik. There's another sound in the middle, which it wasn't intended to be a sound of a tekiya. You have to go back to the beginning. So the Chayotim says a fascinating chumrah because of this. This applies not only if you're blowing the tekiya, it applies if you're hearing a tekiya. So let's say you have two shuls right next to each other. You have two minyanim right next to each other. And this Baal Tekiya is blowing the Seder of Tekiya, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiya. And in the other shul, they're holding by the Seder of Shvarim, Tekiya, Shvarim, or Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya. So this person standing there, he hears a Tekiya, then he hears a Teruah, then he hears a Shvarim, Teruah, then it's a Hefsik. So you have to be makbar, but he says, well, there's shuls. The Chayyim says, there's two shuls next to each other. You have to be makbar, but they should stagger their tekiya's time. They shouldn't have this problem. You're hearing the wrong sound in between your tekiya and the middle sound and the last sound. So again, the only time really Mikra did when he goes back, normally it's the gaya for your Baal Tekiya to go back. If he made a mistake and he blew the wrong sound. If he blew the sound, he attempted to blow the sound and it didn't come out, he does not have to go back to the beginning. So, but a case where it sounds, some makrim will say, if it's really, he tried a few times, it didn't come out good, it's a hefsik, they'll send him back to the beginning. Or if it clearly wasn't that sound at all, they'll send him back to the beginning. And you have to be familiar with your shul, how your makri does it, if you want to keep track of what's happening. But that's the Ikur Pesach. Have a good morning, have a good day. One announcement. So the one announcement at 8:45, Yaakov Ben will be making some presentations about the Chesed program for the Beis Medrash and the high school in the dining room.